This year, starting from Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin Samaches, 5768, the laws of Shemitah will be observed in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells us that every seventh year, the farmers in Eretz Yisrael are supposed to leave the ground fallow, and they're not supposed to do any work, Avodas HaKarka. These laws apply to the farmers in Eretz Yisrael. Does the Inyan of Shemitah affect us who live in America or not? So the Chumash tells us that one of the laws of Shemitah is V'hashviyas tishmetena unetashto, that the farmers are supposed to be mafkir, all of the peiros that grow in the land, and they're supposed to open up the fences to the fields and to let everybody have the opportunity to take the peiros. What happens if a farmer violates this mitzvah and he doesn't leave all of the peiros hefker, and he keeps the fences closed and he doesn't let anyone take anything? So the Tosfos on the last daf in Yevamos, Rabbi Natam quotes a passage in the Toras Kohanim from the Tanoim, commenting on the Pasuk in Parshas Bahar, and the Rabbi Natam interprets the passage in the Toras Kohanim as to say that peiros that are meshumar, fruits or vegetables or grain, whatever grew in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, and the farmer had a mitzvah to be mafkirit, and he wasn't mafkirit, he didn't declare it as ownerless, he didn't allow the public to take it, so one is not permitted to eat those peiros. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, most of the farmers do not observe the laws of Shemitah. Most of the farmers rely on a kula, on a leniency, namely that they sell their farm to a non-Jew, relying on the position that was developed in the 1600s and then developed again, redeveloped in the late 1800s, that only when the laws of Shemitah have to be observed biblically, so then even if you'll sell your farm to a non-Jew, the laws of Shemitah still apply. But if the laws of Shemitah, if you live in a generation where the whole mitzvah of Shemitah only applies midrabbanan, it's only rabbinical, so then if you sell your farm to a non-Jew, some of the laws of Shemitah will not apply. Many of the laws of Shemitah will not apply. So most of the farmers in Eretz Yisrael find it too difficult to observe the laws of Shemitah, and they appoint a member of the chief rabbinate as a shliach, as a representative of theirs, to sell their farms to a non-Jew, on the assumption that the laws of Shemitah today only apply midirabbanan, for various reasons. So therefore, if they assume that if they sell it to the non-Jew, so the laws of Shemitah don't apply, and therefore, they will not be mafkir their peiros. They will keep the gates of the farms locked, and they won't allow anybody to eat anything that's growing on that field. So the question is, look, we're not faulting these farmers. That's their decision. They want to rely, that's their question. They want to rely on what's known as the Heta Mechira. The chief rabbinate sells all the farms to a non-Jew. They have a big Shas Hadchak, so they rely on the Heta. The question is, well, we in America do not have a Shas Hadchak. We are not pressed against the wall. We can buy product from American product. We can buy all kinds of product we want. So is it proper that we rely on the Heta Mechira with respect to this issue of Meshumer? According to the Tosfos on the last daf in Yevamos, if the farmer violated the mitzvah to be mafke the peiros, and he kept the fences locked, he kept the gates locked to his field, and he didn't let the public take the peiros that were growing, so no one is allowed to eat those peiros. So we in America are really relying on the Heta Mechira. If we're going to buy Israeli product, that they kept the fences closed during the Shemitah year, so we're relying on the Heta Mechira also, and we don't really have a Shas Hadchak, so maybe we shouldn't rely on this Heta Mechira. So that's question number one. So with respect to this opinion of the Rabbi Natam, of the Tosfos on the last daf in Yevamos, the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim have not accepted his position. The overwhelming majority of the Rishonim say that that's not what the Toras Kohanim meant. They disagree as far as the Rabbi Natam's interpretation of the passage in the Sifro and the Toras Kohanim. They say Meshumer is Muta Ba'achila. In the Sefer of the Chazon Ish, he writes that we really have a right to follow the majority opinion. And even though privately the Chazon Ish sent a private letter to certain people later that they should be machmir for the Rabbi Natam's view of Meshumer, but the general consensus is, the general practice in Eretz Yisrael is that we're mekel. The laws of Shemitah today, we assume, most poskim assume the laws of Shemitah are only midirabbanon, and the majority of the poskim hold that Meshumer is really mutar b'achila. So that's why the general consensus is that we don't worry about Meshumer. The next issue that one has to be concerned about, to buy Israeli products in America, to buy vegetables, fresh vegetables that are grown in Eretz Yisrael, or we'll buy canned goods. Next year, they'll have canned goods that'll be canned from Paris that grew during Shemitah, where the farmers relied on the Heta Mechira, or we'll buy wine from a vineyard in Eretz Yisrael, where the farmers relied on the Heta Mechira. So the next issue is Nevad. We know that one who cooks on Shabbos, who violated the Nisa Malacha, so midirabbanan, there's a penalty that you're not allowed to eat the food that the person cooked. Or if a person did any malacha, the Mishnah says if somebody built a ramp in order to get off of the boat, so you're not allowed to get hanor from that ramp. Is labdavka cooking food, Eddie? If a non-Jew turns on a light on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene from the light and so on. So if a Jew does the malacha, for sure it's prohibited. One is not permitted to get hanor. So here the Mishnah records a machloikas, a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's the din if a person violated the laws of Shemitah? The Mishnah says if a person planted a tree in the year of Shemitah, which is in violation of the Torah prohibition, so the din requires that you have to yank out that tree to undo the avera that he did. What if nobody yanked out the tree? He planted vegetables and nobody yanked out the vegetables, and the vegetables grew. So would you say that b'di'evid you're not allowed to eat the vegetables? So that seems to be a dispute in the Mishnah between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. And the Beis Hillel seem to say that it is permissible. Other Rishonim say that that's not the interpretation, that Nevad, if you have, just like on Shabbos, there's a penalty. If a person violated the laws of Shabbos and he cooked food, so you're not allowed to eat that food, there is a knas, there is a penalty. So too, the Ramban and the Rashbon, the Ritva, are of the opinion that if a Jew violated the laws of Shemitah, and he planted, he did avodas hakarka. So there's a penalty. No one's allowed to eat that food. So there is such an opinion. Even though the Rambam says not so, the Rambam understood the Mishnah that this is the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say that there is no such penalty, but even the Rambam would agree that you're not allowed to buy the fruits or the vegetables from this person because you're just encouraging him to sin. If the fellow sees that crime pays, he violates the laws of Shemitah, and everybody's going to buy from him anyway, and he's going to get away with it, so then that's a sort of a violation of Lifneiver L'Sita Mirshol. Usually Lifneiver L'Sita Mirshol applies in advance of the person doing the Avera. You're not allowed to lead a person on to sin. Here the person already did sin, but still, if I'm going to be an accomplice to the crime. If he knows in advance that he's not going to find a customer, then he's not. If religious Jews are not going to buy his produce, so then he's not going to violate the laws of Shemitah. So even the Rambam agrees that you're not allowed to buy from such a person. If you have the food, you're allowed to eat it. He says, according to Beis Hillel, but you're not allowed to buy from such a person. So then we're back again. These farmers in Eretz Yisrael are relying on the Heta Mechira. Most of the farmers in Eretz are relying on the Heta Mechira, that the chief rabbinate sells all the farms to a non-Jew on the assumption that the laws of Shemitah do not have to be observed. But if we in America, we don't have a Shas HaTchak, so we should really avoid relying on this Heta Mechira. So is it really right that we eat the food that grew in Eretz Yisrael? It's Nevad. According to a group of Rishonim, even Beis Hillel say that you're not permitted, just like on Shabbos, on Vashel B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the food. So too, if somebody planted in Shemitah year, he did avodas hakarka be'iser, he violated the laws of Shemitah, so there's a penalty that you're not allowed to eat the food. Or even according to the Rambam, who denies that there's such a penalty, but the Rambam agrees that you're not allowed to purchase the food from this farmer, because by purchasing the food, you're encouraging him to continue to sin. So how are we in America allowed to buy the vegetables? How are we allowed to eat the vegetables? So the Mishnah Brura writes in Hilchos Shabbos regarding the prohibition of Hamavashel B'Shabbos. If a Jew violated any malach on Shabbos, so others are not permitted to gain benefit from that, not allowed to eat the food and not allowed to use the light if a Jew turned on the light and so on. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, this is only if the activity that the other Jew did was prohibited according to all opinions. What if there's a, let's say, some people feel that you're allowed to open up soda bottles and some people hold you're not allowed, you are permitted to open up soda bottles. Some say you're allowed to open up containers of milk and others feel you're not allowed to open up containers of milk on Shabbos. Let's say some activity where there's a dispute. And there are legitimate poskim who are of the opinion that it's permissible. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Prima Godim that even if we should accept halacha lemaisa, even if the accepted view is that something is forbidden, but as long as there is a legitimate opinion that something is mutter, so then you can't really say that there's a penalty midirabbanan, that you're not allowed to gain benefit from it. So the same over here. Even if we want to be machmir, we want to be stringent, and we don't want to rely on the het mechira, but we cannot say that the farmers who relied on the het mechira and were working their farms in Eretz Yisrael, that they violated the prohibition of Shemitah, l'chol adeis. No, there are legitimate poskim in the 1600s and the 1800s. There are legitimate poskim who hold that the het mechira is valid. There are many who recommend you shouldn't rely on it. There are those who hold that it's not valid. Yeah, but there are legitimate poskim who say that they have what to rely on. So just like the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Shabbos that you can't say there's a penalty unless the person violated Hilchos Shabbos l'chol adeis. Here too. How can you say that there's a penalty? You're not allowed to eat nevad. You're not allowed to eat the peris. That someone was working on, the farmer was doing Avodas HaKarka and Shemitah, the Isser, if he didn't really violate an Isser, l'chol adeis. If there are legitimate poskim and say that he's not violating an Isser, so he can't really say that there's a prohibition b'dayevet to eat nevad. Or, according to the Rambam we mentioned before, the Rambam says, according to Beis Hillel, there is no prohibition at all against eating nevad, against eating peiris. It's not the same as Shabbos. Shabbos, there's a penalty, you're not allowed to eat the fruit that was cooked on Shabbos. And by Shemitah, there is no such penalty, but the prohibition is you're not allowed to buy from the farmer because you're encouraging him to sin. He knows he's going to get customers, and that's why he violates the din. So this is, in a certain sense, a form of violation of lifnei evil, isite michshol. You're not allowed to buy the produce because you're encouraging the farmer to violate an aver. So again, the classical poskim discuss such an issue. What if there's a machloikis? There's a dispute, a legitimate dispute in poskim about a certain issue, whether something is asur or mutter. The example they give is smoking on Tisha B'Av. We don't eat on Tisha B'Av, so would you say that smoking on Tisha B'Av, we shouldn't smoke all year long because now it's been ascertained by the Surgeon General that it's extremely unhealthy. Okay, but years ago somehow they thought that smoking was not unhealthy. So should we consider smoking like eating? So just like one is not permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av, one is not allowed to smoke on Tisha B'Av? Or should you say no, you have to fast on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat, but you're permitted to smoke. So let's say there's a legitimate machlokes haposkim 200 years ago whether smoking would be prohibited or permissible on Tisha B'Av. I follow the opinion, let's say, many poskim, most of the poskim follow the view that it's prohibited to smoke on Tisha B'Av. But this fellow follows the minority opinion, let's say, that it's permissible to smoke on Tisha B'Av, and he has legitimate poskim who back his position. There are legitimate poskim who say it's mutter. So that's what the classical poskim say. It's usually assumed like this, that there's no prohibition of lifnei evil isite michshol. If he asks me for a cigar or a cigarette, I'm permitted to give him the cigar. Why? Even though I hold that it's osur, but that doesn't constitute lifnei evil isite michshol. It's not considered that I'm causing him to sin. If he's following a legitimate opinion, holds that it's mutter to smoke, so there's no lifnei evil. So the same over here. You can't say that by buying from the farmers the produce that they planted and they did all the avodas hakarka, they did all the malachas and shnas hashmita, that we're encouraging them to sin. What do you mean encouraging them to sin? They're following the opinions that this is permissible. And there are legitimate opinions. It's not that the other opinion has no leg to stand on. The Heta Mechira was accepted by many, many major poskim. So that's why it's usually assumed that this would not pose a problem. There's neither an issue of Meshumer. We would assume we in America would be permitted to buy the fruits and the vegetables from Eretz Yisrael, even though the farmers didn't open their gates. Why? Because according to most of the Rishonim, there is no Isser of Meshumer. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, there is an Isser of Meshumer. But you're talking about Shemitah Bizman Hazet. Shemitah today is only Midirabbanon. And the farmers they rely on the Het Mechira, so they didn't do anything wrong. So it's hard to say there's an Isser of Meshumer. The same thing, the Yisa Nevad, even according to the Ramban, the Rashbon, the Talmidei Ramban, that Nevad is Aser, but you can't say Nevad is Aser over here if there are legitimate poskim hold that the farmer didn't do anything wrong. It's like Hamavashel B'Shabbos, and there's a machlokes whether the person did anything wrong or not. So you can't say that there's a penalty, but the evidence. You can't say that it's Aser to buy from the farmer, that we're causing him to sin. It's Lifnei L'Sitei Michshol. If there are legitimate poskim, he farmer follows those poskim hold that it's Mut, he is not doing anything wrong. So how can you say that I'm in violation of Lifnei L'Sitei Michshol? So that's why it's generally assumed that there is no prohibition. There is no prohibition of Neva, there is no prohibition of Meshumah.